there's one thing, just one thing, that more than anything else is going to tear your family apart. Address that one thing, and the risk of your family coming apart at the seams will drop dramatically. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Perspective. Here's the thing about people in our family. We generally know them better than anyone else does. Why? Because we live with them. Most of us can put up a facade that will fool people out there, but none of us is capable of maintaining that facade 24/7 at home. Eventually, at home, who we really are comes to the fore. The people in our families know our strengths and our weaknesses like nobody else. You may listen to my smooth voice and imagine that I have it all together. My wife would tell you otherwise. I try my best, but I'm far from perfect, just the way that you're far from perfect. So we see all the strengths and weaknesses of the other members of our family, but because we live with these people, their weaknesses and failures and limitations, even just their differences, the ways in which they're different from us, become like Chinese water torture. Here's how Chinese water torture works. Back in the 15th and 16th centuries AD, the Chinese would tie a subject down, immobilize him, and then drop water on his head. They'd vary the timings and intensity of the little drips without warning, and this would go on for days. Eventually, it felt to the victim like there was a brick falling on their head. It became completely unbearable. It was the consistency and repetitiveness and the unpredictability of all those drips that caused the victim such distress. Just simple little drops of water became totally unbearable. And that is what happens so often with the weaknesses and the failures of the people we live with. I was having coffee with a man recently, and he was telling me something that his wife had done which absolutely drove him nuts the other day. He was in a complete fit of rage. He'd had enough. He just couldn't take any more. Now, the thing that his wife did in and of itself wasn't such a big deal. But they've been married going on to 30 years, and she's been doing it all the time. It's the Chinese water torture thing, you see. I wonder, what are the things that some of your family members do over and over again that drive you to anger and despair all at the same time? Often, they're just little things. For instance, I'm one of these people who has a place for everything and puts everything back in its place. Now, it seems obvious to me. That way, next time I need it, I'll know exactly where to find it. My wife and my daughter aren't quite like that. It doesn't seem important to them to put the sharp kitchen knives back into the knife block in exactly the same order, so that when you reach for the one that's second from the top, you know you're going to get the carving knife, not the bread knife. Now, it doesn't seem important to them when they borrow a pen from my pen holder in the study to put it back again so that I'll have something to write with next time I reach for a pen. Now, that doesn't make them bad people. They're not. Love them both, and truly, they have strengths and abilities that I will never have. There are things that I fail to do that they simply can't understand either. But this whole knife thing and pen thing, as small as those things are, used to drive me absolutely around the twist. How can they not get it? Well, they don't, and they probably never will because they're different to me. So here's my choice. It seems to me there are three options. Option one is to continue to get angry with them and tell them what a bad job they're doing at being a wife and a daughter. Option two is to hold my tongue and say nothing, but still harbour that anger and resentment inside. Option three is to forgive them immediately and completely. Which one do you think is the best option? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? Option one is going to tear us apart. Option two is going to tear me apart. Option three is going to promote family harmony. And let's face it, which slot in the knife block the knives go into is hardly such a big issue, is it? And I do have other pens in the top drawer of my study desk when all is said and done. Now, these examples might seem absolutely trivial to you, and they are, but they have the potential to create a lot of conflict in our household. And I'm guessing you have some of those things too, equally trivial, equally inconsequential, that are going to set you off too. And because they've been done by your family members over and over and over again, you're just so sensitive to them that when they happen, you could just about scream. Am I right? I'm pretty sure I am. What is it that your family members do or don't do to make you want to scream? Come on, just think about them now. You'll know what they are in an instant because you're so attuned to them. It's like you're almost waiting for it to happen again any moment, right? So when those things happen next time, which option are you going to choose? Option one, get angry with them again and tell them what a bad job they're doing. Option two, hold your tongue and say nothing but let the anger and resentment build up inside you. Or option three, forgive them immediately and completely. Which one will it be? And when you choose that option, what will the consequences of your choice be? Here's the reason that unforgiveness is so toxic in a family context. Because it's cumulative. Like the Chinese water torture, each drip, drip, drip magnifies the impact on you and the consequences of your actions. And that unforgiveness, each time it happens, it's like wedges being driven between family members, slowly and inexorably tearing them apart. Before you know it, this family that should be a close-knit, loving unit is a collection of warring tribes with no love or no common purpose or no sense of family left that anybody can discern at a safe distance. So if unforgiveness is tearing your family apart, there's just one place for you to begin. Begin by forgiving people instantly. In fact, you can even forgive them in advance, anticipating the next drip in the water torture, and even before it comes, neutralizing its effect on you. See, forgiveness is based on tolerance. It's what keeps families together. The forgiveness that you give and your example that others will surely model and follow is what's going to stop your family from falling apart. Jesus said this. He said, "Don't judge so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment that you make, you'll be judged, and the measure that you give will be the measure that you get. How is it that you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but you don't notice the log in your own? Or how can you say to your neighbor, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' while there's still a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly enough to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye." Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. Do you know what? Jesus is absolutely right, isn't he? This precisely describes the pattern of unforgiveness and judgment and resentment that goes on in our families. We behave on the premise that they're wrong and we're right, not realizing that we ourselves have a distorted view of things. This whole forgiveness thing starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with us examining our flawed judgments and reactions. How can we judge others and conclude that they're wrong simply because God wired them differently on the inside? How can an encourager judge a leader and conclude the leader is flawed just because she's not an encourager? It's exactly what we do in our families. We build up layers of unforgiveness and resentment, and simply because God made that family member different, and those differences, we're allowing them to annoy us and tear us apart. See, these layers of unforgiveness that build up week after week, month after month, year after year, tear families apart. You want to stop your family from falling apart? Then forgive them quickly and completely. And all of a sudden, you mark my words, they'll see the wisdom in that and they'll start doing the same. That's how you stop your family from falling apart. Don't forget, your family is under attack from all quarters. So please stop by online at ChristianityWorks.com to receive more teaching on family and relationships. In fact, to see all the series and resources on family and relationships, pop into the Resources Library section of the website. And remember, I'd love to chat with you about these issues, either at our Christianity Works Facebook page or at the website I mentioned, ChristianityWorks.com. My prayer is that as we journey through this series together, how to stop your family from falling apart, the Lord will speak His mighty love and truth into your family life and pour His rich blessings over you. I'm Bernie Diamond. It's been great to have this time together. And please, let's see if we can't catch up for a few minutes, same time tomorrow, as we take another look at your family from a different perspective.